All right, John chapter 21. No, I lied to you. 1 Peter. I'm going to go there later. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3. If you have that, say amen. Amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. Amen. I want you to focus on that. Unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. And tonight I'm preaching on a lively hope. Amen. A living hope. You can be seated. Amen. I want to tell you a story here real quick before I get started. About when I was 14 years old, I was hunting with my uncle, and it was my first time that I'd ever been in this particular area in West Virginia in the mountains. And he took me hunting. And just to make a long story short, went out in the woods and saw a deer, and I was so excited. I'd only probably killed one or two by now. And I seen, you know, some coming, and I shot one, and I was really excited. I shot it, and I killed it, and I dressed it, and I was just so excited. And I was going out through the woods, and I made it up on this old dirt road, and I was just, you know, all excited. I got this deer, and even though it was just a doe, but, I was still excited then. Amen. Praise the Lord. And after about 30 minutes of walking, I was only 10 minutes from the house. And so after I got to looking around, and I realized that I didn't know where I was at. Well, I was a pretty clever little fella, and I thought, well, I'm just going to climb the highest mountain around me and figure out where I'm at, and I'll climb a tree or something and figure out where I'm at. So I did. I found the largest mountain, and I started climbing it, and that's a pretty big deal, West Virginia. Amen. And got all the way up to the top, and I couldn't really see a whole lot, so I had to climb up in a tree, and I got up as far as I could in that tree. And I looked around, and for as far as I could see, there was nothing but mountains. I mean, there was not a village. There was not a little tribe anywhere. There was no city. There was no road. I mean, all I could see was nothing but mountains. And that moment right there is what I want to talk to us a little bit about tonight. Amen. That feeling of hopelessness. I'm telling you, it's a terrible, terrible feeling. It caused me, as a 14-year-old man, to cry like a little girl. And I got down on my knees, and I think I might have been saved then, but if not, I really prayed that day. And all I had was my gun, and to make things worse, I started walking for a while, and it was all day long. I was walking hours, and I kept walking, and I found another high mountain, climbed it up again, and I looked around, and it was the same thing. I mean, I've been walking now all day long, and the sun started going down, and I still didn't see a village, still didn't see, you know, some tribe somewhere, didn't see no town, no trace of civilization. And that feeling of being lost and no direction, and now it's getting dark on me. Amen. Now, I read this verse here in 1 Peter chapter 3, and it's Peter who says this verse. This verse is I mean, I know it's the word, but to me it makes it's more valuable because of who's saying it. Because it's the Apostle Peter who's saying it. And we know that the Apostle Peter, before in the Gospels, this guy makes a whole lot of mistakes. But he's talking about a living hope, something that's real, something that you can really, truly hope in. Because Peter's somebody that loses hope. Because, I mean, he's really trying his best. It's not like, you know, Peter's a bad disciple, and he's, you know, But it seems like he really means well most of the time. It seems like he really is doing the best that he can. I mean, he really is. He's trying, and he's trying to follow the Lord, and he's trying to do what's right. But he's got all these failures and all these things that keep happening over and over and over again. And we know when we think of Peter in the Gospels, the number one thing everybody could probably think of is he's the one who denied Christ. You know, we think about that. Man, but there's all kind of things that Peter does wrong when Jesus is teaching them a valuable lesson on humility. And he gets them all together and he's going to tell them, you know, the greatest among you is the least and I'm going to wash your feet. And he was going to, you know, have a little foot wash service there. And Peter speaks up and he says, Jesus, no, you can't wash my feet. No. And the Lord said, well, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, then I won't have anything to do with you. And then Peter says, well, Lord, then wash me from head to toe. Amen. And the Lord just says, no, Peter, I just need to wash your feet. Just listen to me. Amen. And you know, and he just speaks out of place. And you know, Peter is the only disciple that I read that is dumb enough to rebuke Jesus. And to tell Jesus that he is wrong. Peter, who does, I mean, nobody does that, do they? He's not the only one, is he? Amen. But there he is. The Lord's telling him that he's going to go and be crucified. And he's telling him, you know, that he's going to save the world. In essence, I'm going to, you know, die for the world. I'm going to shed my blood. And you know, I understand. Peter doesn't want to lose the Lord. And so he says, no, Lord, be it not so. And the Lord looks at him and rebukes him and calls him Satan. And Peter's trying so hard, man. And he's really trying his best, but it just seems like it's never good enough. Just seems like no matter how hard he tries, it's never good enough. And you see what happens when you start losing hope is you get discouraged. Everybody, there's nobody immune to discouragement. Nobody. Even great Elijah was not immune to discouragement. But the problem is discouragement leads to depression. And then depression leads to despair. But what causes this depression and this discouragement is constant failure or constant loss or continual lack. Yeah, things just, they're just not working out. And when that happens, you know, one time is all right. You know, we'll get through that. Yeah, we'll make it through that one. You know, I failed or I, you know, fell into sin and, you know, man, wow, that was terrible, you know, and we'll get back up but when it happens over and over again, or like, you know, your body is failing and physically and you're sick and your body and you're praying for God to heal and it doesn't happen over time. And that's discouraging. And it gets depressing and that failure and that lack thereof of whatever it may be. And this is what Peter's facing and time and time again. Amen. And that's not the only place. We know when they're in the garden, Peter's in there and, you know, he thinks he's going to protect the Lord and he grabs a sword and cuts off the soldier's ear and there Jesus again. I apologize, soldier, for Peter. He just gets a little out of hand and he heals him in front of, I mean, how embarrassing would that be? Huh? And then they go up to the Mount of Transfiguration, man. You talk about a spiritual environment, and Peter speaks out and says, it's good for us to be here. Let's build tabernacles, one for Moses and Elijah and Abraham, and one for Jesus. Yeah. And the Bible's just, you know, there's just kind of a thick cloud that comes by. And they just kind of totally ignore what Peter says. And so then we get to this place where Peter denies Christ. And I thought, man, this was probably the lowest place in his life. this is probably, you know, when he's standing there and Jesus is being walked up there in the temple and they got him all chained up. And now Peter's fearing for his life and he's, you know, he's second guessing whether he's going to ready to die for Christ. And he's second guessing whether this is really what he wants to do or not. And as he watches him go up through, he denies it and he says he doesn't know him. And he's over there standing by the fire warming himself. And, you know, we know that this is his opportunity to prove to the Lord, yeah, that's who you said you were. Yeah, you're a great man of God. Yeah, you're going to be that rock. Yeah, you're going to be, amen, the one that's going to stand up for the Lord. Peter, yeah, you're on fire, full of zeal, man. This was his chance, amen, to shine. This was his chance, amen, to give God glory and to show him, amen, that I'm a soldier of the cross. And he fails, just completely fails. Brock, here's your chance, man. Shine tonight in front of this church, but you're failing. Yeah. I mean, this is it. Come on, Peter. And, man, I was thinking, Brother James, this is his lowest point in his life. Man, he'll never accept me back. Amen. And after that third time, it's over. He had chance after chance and he fails and he fails and he fails. And after all those chances, amen, all those failures, amen, and this is it. I'll never preach again. Amen. The Lord will never take me back. Amen. You know, it's not going to happen. But this is not his lowest point as far as I'm concerned. When you read in John chapter 18, sorry, chapter 21, now listen, and finally you got despair, and despair is when you kind of lose hope because of so much failure, and I think this is when Peter was in despair. Now listen to this. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Now listen, this is what Peter was good at. This was his one area in his life that he was a success. And before he met Jesus, he was a successful fisherman. Amen. It's probably all he did. It's all he knew. Amen. My dad loves hunting. Amen. Don't matter how the service goes. Doesn't matter if people pray and repent. Amen. Afterward, dad wants to talk to me about hunting and fishing. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, he was just like Peter. Amen. I guarantee you. Amen. Peter could tell you every aspect. Amen. Every good spot. Amen. Where all the fish were. Amen. And that night, amen, even after he fails Christ, amen, and after all that happened, and he thinks he'll never preach again, and he thinks he'll never do anything for God that night, what he's good at, amen, he fails again, amen, and all night long, amen, his profession, amen, and now there he is, and he's got nothing to show for it, amen, and when finally, amen, when despair is over, there's nothing but destruction. Now listen, I battled whether to preach this tonight because just everybody always looks so saved. Huh? And everybody just throws that smile on their face. Like everything's just all right. Amen. Praise God. Well, I thank God you're smiling. It's better than the alternative. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, but I thought, man, I'm preaching to the choir. But so many times I felt this. And, you know, I think that and I just got to rebuke it. And God just, I couldn't get away from it. And I want to tell you something. And I even battled to tell you this, a little bit of a testimony because of being criticized or you know, people, you know, not, you know, thinking, man, this guy shouldn't be preaching up here after I'm about to tell you what I'm about to tell you. But I felt like I needed to tell you this. About 3 years ago, Brother Sloggett, man, I couldn't get above inspiration. That's all I could get was inspiration. And I felt like I was doing nothing but failure. Brother Michael and them said that I was in India and I caught something. Yeah, they were right about that. Amen. But even that, you know, from what I, you know, went through and stuff, it just didn't seem like it ended well, Brother James. Didn't seem like it was a success, man. It seemed like to me it was a pretty bad failure. And men end up getting kicked out and just things didn't work out well. And, you know, I don't have some amazing testimony to give you about, you know, God broke out in revival in the churches that we were at. And, man, just things happened. I don't have a whole lot of that. When I got back, amen, and I was there at the school, I just felt like that I wasn't helping nobody. Felt like I wasn't making any difference. And felt like, they were helping me more than I was helping them. Amen. Praise God. Listen, if you ever start taking your preacher for granted, invite me to come preach for you. Amen. Oh, come on now. Amen. But I did, man. This is where it was. And I got so burnt out. Amen. Like one preacher said, man, I love the church. It's just the people I can't stand. Yeah, I mean, that's just where I was. I quit caring about them students. I quit caring about what, you know, their future. I just felt so hypocritical. I felt, man, I don't care about these people. Man, I'm not concerned about them. And it just seemed like failure after failure after failure. Amen. And I mean, it got so bad and I had to leave. I talked to the president, told him what was going on. I said, man, I can't do this. I'm burnt out. There's no feeling there. I don't feel nothing anymore. Amen. And, teaching the word, preaching the word. We'd have church three times a day. Amen. Brother Michael said, Brock, we're going to get churched up this week. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I was churched up for 4 years. Amen. And I was just so burnt out, so dry, so dead, you know, and I went home and my heart was bent to backsliding. And eventually I did. And it got so bad and I wanted to quit preaching. I told God I was done. I'm not going to preach anymore. I'm through. So I quit preaching and then I sinned on purpose. Well, you say, well, that's always the case, isn't it? I mean, I tried to sin so that God would be done with me. You hear what I'm saying? I said, I tried to sin so bad that God would be done with me and be through with me because I was just done and I thought, God, I'm done with this. And so, kind of like that story when I was that kid and I was looking around and there was no hope, man. I can't conquer this. I can't get over this. There is no way that I'll ever care about people like I did before. There is no way I'll ever love God like I did before. There's no way God will ever use me. Amen. I felt like India was a climax, you know, and God will never, you know, there's nothing else left. And I thought that was it. Man, I tried so hard. And my pastor, he sat down with me and I just told him everything. I told him. And he sat down with me and he put his arm around me and he said, Brock, we're going to get through this. And I didn't believe him. You know, he said, whatever you do, just don't stop going to church. He said, just don't stop coming. Don't stop praying. He said, just keep coming. And I would. I'd go and I'd pray just to pray, you know, as I just... But, Brother Sloggin, if I died then, I know, there's no doubt in my mind I was going to hell. No doubt in my mind. And I didn't care. I mean, how do you get through that? How do you get to where you don't care? How do you get over not caring? Huh? That's kind of difficult, ain't it? Amen. How do you get someone that don't care to care? Huh? Come on, now I'm not a genius. But I know that just sounds like it's kind of impossible. Amen. How in the world, amen, do you get someone to feel who can't feel? How in the world do you get someone that's calloused, amen, to be uncalloused? I don't know. Amen. But God has a way. Listen, and I just kept praying. That's all I know. Amen. And listen, I got to finish that story. When I was out there on the mountain, amen, and it started getting dark. Amen. Started getting darker. Amen. I looked out, and as far as I could see, Brother James, I seen a little tiny light. Amen. And man, I thought, wow, that's a long way off. And I don't know if I can ever get there. And man, it was already getting dark. I said, but there's a light there. And if there's light there, then there's power. And when there's power, there's people. Amen. And when there's people, there's help. Praise God. I wasn't too dumb. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. 12th grade, best 3 years of my life. Amen. But I'll tell you what. Amen. When I saw that light, listen, let me tell you what hope does to someone. Listen, yes, there's depression. Yes, there's despair. Yes, there's destruction. But Peter said, there is a living hope. There's something real. There's something that's true that I can hang on. Amen. And so I just started walking toward that light. Amen. It just gave me some hope. Amen. I thought I was going to die and get eaten by bears. Amen. Yeah, I just kept walking to that light. Amen. I'd go down one hill and I'd go back up another. Amen. I'd see that light. Amen. I'd go down one hill and I'd go up another and I'd see that light. And I just kept walking toward that light. Amen. I just kept pushing on. I was sweating. Amen. I threw some of my clothes down. I was hot. Amen. And I just didn't know what was going to happen. Amen. I walked for hours. Amen. In the dark, walking through the trees. Amen. But every time I went up over, I could still see that light. Amen. And about that time, I seen some lights on a road going. That was a car driving. I went beating down out of them woods. Man, the limbs hit me in the face, and I was running out through the field. Amen. I'm fast, but that night I was blazing, boys. Amen. And I beat that car. Amen. Around that sharp turn, and I stood out there. Amen. I had my clothes about half ripped off. Had my gun around my rifle wrapped around my waist, and I was waving like a madman out in the middle of the road. That guy stopped in the road. I didn't know if he's going to shoot me. Amen. But I thought, well, that's better than being eaten by a bear. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he got out. Amen. He had a big old burly beard. One of them beautiful, amen, men of West Virginia. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Had his camo on. Amen. And he said, you lost? I said, I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost. And I ran over and I gave him a big old hug. And he said, man, he said, where was you at? And I told him. And he said, man, we're 7 miles from here. A little 14-year-old boy. Amen. I marched through the woods, but what gave me hope was that light. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Listen. They tested hope. Let me tell you what hope does for someone. They tested hope like they do every other test with a mouse. Works great, I guess. They took a 5-gallon bucket of water, took a little mouse and threw him in there, and just seen how long he could swim. And so they had that little mouse in there. And of course, you know, 5-gallon bucket is slippery on the sides. That mouse ain't getting out of there. Amen. And he's giving it all he got. Amen. Trying to get out of that bucket. Amen. 30 minutes. He's in there swimming, giving it all he got. Amen. You know, after, you know, 20, 30 minutes, this time you're starting to lose hope. I'm not going to get out of here. I'm sure he tested every corner of that bucket. I'm just seeing if you're listening. Yeah, I guarantee he did. Amen. He didn't find any corner that worked. Amen. Amen. Didn't find any part of that bucket that he would get out of there. And they said after about 2 hours, that little mouse finally gave up the ghost. Amen. And then there he started sinking. He gave up. Amen. And so they reached in, pulled him out. Don't worry, the mouse didn't die. Everybody's all worried about the mouse more than they are the message. Amen. They saved the mouse. Don't worry. Amen. So then they take another mouse and they throw him in there. Oh, man. Yeah. He starts swimming, giving it all he's got. After about 40 minutes, they take that mouse, pull him out. They dry him off real good, give him some rest, give him some cheese. Give him. They didn't give him any water. Amen. Then they throw him back in there. 1 hour goes by. And he's in there giving it all he had. Huh? Hour and 45 minutes. Get ready, boys. You ready, boys? He's in there swimming. Giving it all he had. 2 hours, 30 minutes later. Who's getting lunch? Amen. Come on, this guy. He ain't quitting. 3 hours go by. That little mouse in there. Still swimming, checking the corners. Amen. I have a feeling this mouse is looking up. Woo! Yeah. Yeah, it was 6 hours. Amen. That little mouse, amen, was giving it all he had. Why? Because, amen, in 45 minutes, they gave that mouse hope. Yeah. Yeah. And so that mouse was just thinking he had something to hold on to that the other mouse didn't. Amen. Because sometime, amen, before I give up, there's going to be a hand. Amen. To reach down in there. Amen. And pull me up out of here. Amen. So I got to keep on fighting. Amen. I got to keep on giving it all I got. I cannot sink. Amen. I cannot go down. Amen. No matter what happens. Because this mouse was given hope. Amen. And the Apostle Peter was out there fishing. Amen. And he lost all hope. Amen. They seen Jesus. Amen. Out there on the shore. Amen. He said, cast on the other side. Amen. He gave him a little bit of hope. Amen. He realized who it was. Amen. He said, I'm going to go out there. Amen. Jesus isn't through with me. Amen. He's not done. Amen. There's still a living hope. Amen. Amen. Listen. I can't explain this to you, but when I was going through everything that I was going through, I just kept praying. I didn't feel it, but I kept praying anyway. I thought God was done, but I kept praying anyway. Amen. And that, all I could think, there's this song, maybe it's too charismatic for you. Amen. But it said, you didn't give up on me when I was lost. No matter what was the cost? You came along and you set me free. Now I owe you everything, and I'm so glad you didn't give up on me. While I was running, you were calling for me. I wouldn't listen, I wouldn't hearken to your plea. But like the sun breaks the morning clouds, you came along and turned me around. And I'm so glad you didn't give up on me. Listen, man, Brother Sloggett, I thought I'd never care about people again. Somehow, God changed my heart. I can't explain it. Amen. God changed my heart. And I started caring about people again. Amen. I started loving them again. Even though they hard-headed and foolish and annoyed me, I still loved them anyway. Amen. Praise God. Even though they, you know, offend me, and even though they get on my nerves. And amen. I even love Michael. You know God's good, huh? Amen. Praise God. Yeah, and then, man, you know, I thought, you know, I was so, you know, and hadn't seen many people saved, hadn't seen much success. I thought, man, you know, and that was my problem in the first place. And I started praying about souls getting saved. Amen. And it just became my only burden. God, you got to save somebody. God, you've got to save somebody. I mean, I was just obsessed with it. Amen. I finally got into a service, Brother James. Amen. I was a preaching in it's been so long since I've seen someone saved. Amen. You might see them all the time, but it's rare for me. I'm talking real, true, genuine, born again salvation, that when they get up, they're a new creature salvation. Amen. I hadn't seen it in a while. Amen. I was preaching to this young boy at this service. I asked if anybody wanted to be saved, and he comes walking up to me. Amen. And he's raising his hand. So I said, man, I really didn't even know what to say. I didn't even know how to get him saved anymore. Man, and I said, well, let's just go to the altar. And he ran down to the altar. I never even had to tell him, repeat after me. I never even had to tell him, you know, say this or repeat this. He just got down and he was just crying, Michael. I mean, he was just praying, asking God to forgive him. And I was in shock. You look like you're in shock too. Amen. I mean, I was. I was like, man, he's even saying the name Jesus. Wow. I mean, he was, forgive me, Lord. Amen. Forgive me, Lord. And man, the pastor, he was crying and weeping. And then, you know, I thought, well, you know, I don't know if he really got saved or not. I just real careful to say who really truly got saved. Amen. I just don't want to just say something, yeah, he got saved just so I could get a pat on my back, you know. But the next service, the very next night, he was 15 minutes early and he was up there praying. That's a good sign, eh? And then the pastor said, Brock, not only has he never prayed, he's never come early and prayed. Amen. And he said, I think this boy really truly got saved. Amen. And then 3 months later, I went back and he was still there. And he's still going to church. And he's still praying. And he was talking about, amen, doing a Christmas program. Praise God. Amen. And in the very next service, amen, there was another man to come. He about OD'd. Amen. The weekend before, amen, they had his name written on the board, you know. Please pray for my husband. Amen. He about died of a drug overdose. He was in that service. Amen. Prayed for people to get saved. And he come up there. He was back there raising his hand. And I thought he was just worshiping the Lord. He looked good. Looked like he was saved. Amen. He was back here, had his hands raised. I ignored him. You know the Holy Ghost got to help me out, church. I ignored him. Anybody needs saved? Anybody at all? You keep worshiping the Lord, brother. Huh? Finally, I think he got the point that I didn't understand. Amen. And he stepped out. Amen. Come running down there and he said, man, I need saved. And I thought, what in the world? I mean, all right, man, let's pray. And I'm telling you, the church was praying and crying and weeping. And they said, I didn't know that he tried to commit suicide the weekend before. I didn't know. Amen. But he got saved. And guess what? 3 months later, he was still there. And he's still praying. I'm telling you. Amen. God just started working and moving. Amen. Giving me hope and giving me, letting me know it's real. It's true, Brock. Amen. I got, amen, a work and it's real. Wake up. Amen. There's a real, true God at work. Work, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all stand here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Listen, church, I should not be here preaching to you. Amen. There is no way. Amen. But God was so merciful to me. Amen. I thought I'd done blasphemed him. I thought I done gave up on me. Amen. You hear me tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want everybody to bow your head. Amen. Now listen here. I want you to forget about who you are as far as your position. If you're a grandpa, if you're a father here tonight, I want you to just forget about that. If you're a pastor, if you're a youth leader, I don't care your position. I don't care what's going on. I just need you to forget about that right now. Amen. And you say here tonight, I need some encouragement from the Lord. Amen. You say, I need some encouragement here tonight. Amen. Praise God. There's no way I'll ever feel God. There's no way I'll ever have revival. I've just failed over and over again. Amen. I don't care who you are here tonight. I know God's dealing with you. And I know God's working on you. Amen. There is no doubt in my mind. Amen. Praise God. You need to have God encourage you here tonight. I want you to make your way up to this altar. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, I need some encouragement. God, I've been sick in my body. Lord, I need some encouragement. Hallelujah. Amen. Now listen, I don't want this to be an easy altar call. Because, man, we're so prideful. We're so prideful, man. Hallelujah. And I know there's some people here that need encouragement. Amen. Hallelujah. Man. They do. Amen. Amen. You need to make your way up to this altar. Amen. Don't fight it. Amen. Don't fight it. God, I just need you. I need to feel you again. I need you to speak to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. Praise God. Come on now. Amen. There's some folks that need encouraged. You need to know that God's still with you. Amen. And He's here to do it. That's it. Hallelujah. Come on now. I just need encouraged, Lord. Amen. 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 That's it. Amen. Don't come unless you mean it. Amen. I want God to encourage me tonight. Amen. I want to talk to Him. I want Him to know that He's alive and well. Amen. I want to know that He's not done with me. I want to know that He's still going to use me. Amen. I want to know that He still loves me. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Amen. That's it. That's it. Come on, church. Let's pray. Hallelujah. God, help us, Lord. Amen. Help us, Lord. Let me know. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God that you have not given up on me. God, I thank you so much. Amen. That you have not given up on me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.